When the Biden administration unveiled a $2 trillion jobs and infrastructure plan this week, it included a mention of the Interstate 81 project in downtown Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, local officials hope that means support for the long-awaited project.
Syracuse area Congressman John Katko says he talks up the $2 billion I-81 project every time he runs into an administration official in Washington. So he knows the plan that's dependent on federal funds is on their radar.
We're happy that they're recognizing it. I'm confident we're going to get the funding.
Beyond paying for the teardown of the aging viaduct that splits Syracuse in half and replacing it with a community grid model, officials are also happy Biden is committing $20 billion to reconnect neighborhoods cut off by the transportation construction template of the 50s and 60s. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh says the story of how building a highway destroyed a predominantly black neighborhood is one that needs to be heard.
That all rings true for our experience here in Syracuse, and so I think we are uniquely positioned to be a model for how you right some of those wrongs.
State Senator Rachel May says another important issue that needs to be considered for the project, funneling construction jobs to individuals in the neighborhood that suffered the most from the building of 81.
Making sure that the jobs that we're creating with this project go to local people, and particularly people from that specific area that has been most affected by the building in it originally, and then the presence of the highway.
Construction to replace the current viaduct is expected to begin in 2022. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.